are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So balancing faith and academics can be challenging, but with intentional strategies, girls can excel in both areas. By being intentional and proactive, girls can excel both academically and in their faith journey. So let us learn here as we are going to be having this conversation here with my pastor, Sister Lina, Pastor Chitambuza, here, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning once again. I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us about this one. As someone who recently started to study, yeah, I really need this conversation. I need this conversation.
I'm actually done.
Oh, I wish I was you.
I'm your girl.
Yes, please. Yes, please. So before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Okay, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, want to thank you for allowing us to come before your feet this morning as we learn about balancing faith and our academic lives as women. I pray that you guide us through and help us and sustain us, that we may be able to connect and understand what you have to say. Protect us and prevent us from anything that can disrupt us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So, you know, most of us, when we are growing up, we have people who've had, you know, their first qualification, you know, but then later on money was not allowing, or money was not even allowing for that first qualification, you know, whether it was a short course or a 3-year course. But, you know, somehow now we have grown up, we are able now to study. To have the funds to pay that. But now there's issue of faith. There's the issue of faith now, you know. So what role should faith play in our girl, in our children's life, you know? And how can they prioritize it along with academic pursuit? Because here we are, we do want to study, but then now you have to attend that devotion when it's time for you to be studying, you know. So how do we balance the two?
Okay. First of all, I would want to say, you see, faith is essential for everybody, mm-hmm. especially our young people as they are going to school, as they are growing up, or they are trying to make this and that in life, because it is the driving force that moves you, that shows you the direction that you should go. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you have, like myself, I went to an Adventist school, mm-hmm. but let's say somebody goes to a school that is not an Adventist, then we'll talk about that later, how they can help themselves. Getting into university or going to college and being a person who believes in Christ or has faith and they want to maintain a devotional life is a little bit of a challenge if you don't know how to balance.
Yes.
First of all, you need to know why you are in school. Mm. You need to understand that I am here in school so that I can achieve my degree, because the school will move. Time for school will pass, but a church will remain. Mm. When I was in university, I was sat by the chaplain, you know, Pastor Chiokoma, and he told me, here where you have come to university to attain a degree. Mm. You didn't come for ministry. That's what he told me.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he told me you didn't come for ministry. You have come so that we train you to go into ministry.
Yes.
So don't be in ministry too much before you learn to be in ministry.
Hey.
So, yes, you need to balance. God can be found even in your room.
Mm.
If it means that you have to be in the room and do your devotion and miss the devotion in the chapel once, not all the time, you have to sit because you need to achieve certain things. So I'm saying you need to balance, but not neglect going to church or doing the faith activities.
Yeah, ne? Quite good advice there that you got. So are there values, you know, and goals that should matter the most between the both faith and academics, or they are the same? Because sometimes we do prioritize saying, no, I must attain this PhD, come what may. You know, whilst your faith is suffering, you don't read your devotionals anymore, the prayer has become the 30 seconds prayer. Or we're like, no, Bona, the prayer is an hour's prayer, is everything. Until when you're doing academics, you know, you get your 5% instead of, you know, 40%. So are there values and goals that should matter between the two?
You see, people who haven't groomed or taken time to groom their relationship with God can be seen after school.
Okay.
Yes, while we are in school, it doesn't mean that we need to just pursue school and forget about God, because God is the one who sustains us through the school.
Mm.
So we need to balance prioritize what is important, because God is still part of the school. He gives you the intelligence. He gives you the ideas. He's the one who opens your mind. So if you cannot balance, if you cannot say, this is my time for worship, this is my time to go for devotion, this is my time to meet with people and do God's things, by the time you finish school, you realize that you are empty. You are rich with your PhD, but you are empty. Those are the type of people who at work, they are not faithful. Those are the type of people at work who compromise their principles to get where they want to go because they didn't take time to groom. You know, at our university where I work from, where I'm a dean of women, we give them the education, you know, the academic part, and we give them the spiritual part. It's not an Adventist school, yes, but it is an affiliate to the Adventist faith. So when they come in there, we teach them the fundamental principles of Christianity, of Adventism, so that when they leave school, they are balanced. Because you find that you graduate a doctor, a medical doctor who has no idea who God is.
Hey.
But you want to attend to a body that was made by God.
Yes.
Yes. So that's the issue.
Yeah. So looking at, you know, we're supposed to submit our assignments, right? Sometimes they would even give you group work saying meet this person, you know, at this particular place. So that is an academic related activity that you're supposed to do, or a commitment that you're supposed to do. And then when you turn on the other side, there is the faith related activities. You have to go to Pathfinders. You have to go to VBS because you are a mother. If you are a girl child, you have to go to Pathfinder Campore so you can get your honors. Hey, Guning, it's a lot, you know. There is AWM. There is this. There is this. How do we balance those things? Because we want to go everywhere. Not that, I don't know if it's a need though, but we want to go in everywhere. But how do we balance them now?
What I told myself is, unless I'm dying soon, I need to be everywhere on the church issues. But if I'm starting a degree, if I'm starting a degree, I have the confidence and faith that God is going to see me through to the end. So like I've said, there is a time for everything. This is time to plant. I cannot be planting and doing other things. It may distract me. I must put all my attention into academics. By the way, you can still worship God even alone. You do your personal devotion. You put your to-do list and say, okay, I'm a Pathfinder leader. I have to be at Pathfinders at this time. But if I'm supposed to be at class, I can give an excuse and there can be somebody else to do my work.
Okay.
Because you find that a lot of people sacrifice. I remember when we were in school, a certain colleague of mine went for a crusade for 2 weeks.
Haibu.
He just texted the lecturer to say, I'm going for a crusade for 2 weeks. He didn't finish. In 2 days, he came back. He said, the lecturer said, you choose school or ministry that you are not yet ready for.
Sure.
Yes, that's how we were trained. You have to learn to do what you're supposed to do at the right time, because certain things cannot be done twice. Yes, so now you need, and when I was in school, I after I had a chat with the chaplain, I told myself, I'm not going to get a lot of positions in church. They had to force me to be a church clerk, because I told them, if I'm going to be in prayer band, if I'm going to be a church clerk, if I'm going to be a youth director in the choirs, I'll not manage to accomplish what I want to do on time. So because I allowed myself to focus on what I was supposed to do at that time, not neglecting my relationship with God, I managed to finish my school, even though I took a little longer because of financial challenges, but now I can do what I want to do, what I thought I was missing when I was in school, but now I'm doing it to the fullest because I prioritized learning first, and now I'm actually doing it more as a professional. Now I know how I should be going about those things.
So now, how can we now integrate faith into our academic endeavors, right? Others, they say, before you apply for that course, pray for it. Before you write that assignment, pray, you know. Before, is that the one of the ways in which we can integrate a faith into our academics, or there are other ways in which you can suggest for us?
Yes, since we believe that God is the foundation of everything, we do. Before you go for a program, you need to pray and ask God if you are going in the right direction, because you find that there are certain programs that may conflict with what you believe. So you need to sit down and look at the bigger picture to say, if I'm going to do this, how am I going to get there? And what am I going to be doing there? And what are the pros and the cons? What are the advantages and the disadvantages? And you'll find that if you sit down and look into that, it will not be difficult for you when you reach there, because you have already looked at, you know, there are certain people who just do certain things, certain programs, and while they are in the middle, they'll realize that this one, I think it conflicts with what I believe in. So now it will be difficult for them now to settle and be part of that, because the end result now of the integration of faith and, you know, academics is the development of Christian teachers, doctors, servant leaders, people who know that I'm not going to be a boss, I'm going to be a leader to the people. So yes, so it's very important to sit down and reflect on what you want to do and how you want to get there and why you want to get there, so that you may be able to be able to function when you are done at the end of your program.
So let's talk about boundaries. You know, and I'm happy that, you know, you, Yazin, I wish I came to your school. You were given the nice advice there. How how then now do we set the boundaries between those two? Because you can see, Guti, okay, sometimes the faith overlaps into the academics and the academics overlaps into the faith, right? But now how do we set boundaries? For instance, you find that you are studying mission work, pastoral, right? And then now you're like, yeah, I'm ready, or even when you're not ready, but then now you take that work into your academics, you know, you apply it into your academics, or you take academics, you apply it into your faith-based things. When do we draw the line saying, no, this does not fall here, I'm not going to do this because the boundaries, I don't want them to be blurred?
Okay, so like I've said, everything has to go back to why you are there in school in the first place. You need to know your values, you need to know your goals, you need to know your principles. It, like, too much of everything becomes too dangerous. Everything needs to be balanced, you know. So then you need to set boundaries. There are things that you say, no, this I cannot do, this I have to do. You can't sacrifice. Like I said, when you are going to school, when you are going to university, you are telling yourself, I want to complete school in 5 years, I want to complete school in 6 years. So you have to be firm in what you want to achieve at the end of the day. You want to get somewhere, so you need to know that. I always talk to my students that when you come to school, you need to know that you have limited time. You have limited time. You cannot do everything. You cannot be going to concerts at the expense of your school. You cannot. I'll tell you that when I was in Rusangu, it was difficult for me to attend camp meetings because I was always in school. So what I would do is we used to have a school, a church that was close by. So when they were having their camp meetings, I would still attend the evening services because I did not want to be out. I could not camp. So that is one of the boundaries that I set to say, okay, I will not leave school because I want to go for camp meetings, because I have 20, 30 more years of having camp meetings, but I only have 4 years to accomplish what I'm supposed to do. So you need to balance. You need to know what you want and what you want to achieve. Because if you are not going to sit down and have a map where you want to go, then it becomes a challenge. You will find that you fail to manage to move, because now you'll be scattered. You want to do this at the same time, you need to do that.
Yes. So as we're nearing the end, right, are there specific strategies, you know, that our girl children can employ to avoid distraction and maintain focus? Hey, because the distractions, they are galore. They are plenty in the academics and also in the faith. We have a lot of distractions as girl children, as girls and women, you know. So what strategies can they now employ to say, I'm not moving my eyes. This is my goal. This is what I want to achieve.
Well, you have to be accountable. You need to know that whatever, you know, when I was doing my attachments, my internship with some women ministries director, I would see that she had a to-do list and she would follow it to the letter. And I would ask her, how do you manage? She said, you can't live your life haphazardly. You need to have a to-do list and you need to stick to it. When you go back to sleep in the night, you need to look and say, you start ticking, have I accomplished this? Have I accomplished this? And I learned to realize that that was a strategy she used to keep herself focused on what she wanted to achieve. Because if you are not going to sit down and write down what you want to achieve, then it's going to be difficult for you to get to where you want to go. Because you'll find that church wants you to come and sing. but you have an exam, you need to prepare for an exam. So now it becomes a challenge. So you need to know that whatever you want to achieve, you have to sit down and say, this I will not do. Mm. So you need to be accountable. You need to be principled. You need to set your goals to say, at this point in time, yeah, I should have accomplished this. I always tell people that the people who sponsor us may die.
Yes.
So if you're going to find yourself delaying to finish school because of a program that can wait, then it can be a challenge. You may not be able to reach where you want to go.
I like it there. And as you're saying, you know, the people sponsoring may die. Sometimes yes, people ignore that, thinking that, no, my parents, you know, they have things, but even they too can die. You know, so it's a matter of us focusing there. My sister, thank you so much. Any closing words that our girl children need to take as they're focusing on the academics and their faith? And also an advice maybe to the parents on how they can support their children.
Yes, I just want to say, you know, you can pursue your dreams, you can pursue your goals as a lady and still be a righteous young woman. I saw people in school. I was one of those when I was in school. You see, what happens is when we are let go of by our parents, and they allow us to go to university to go study, they allow us to go to do our programs, they have entrusted us with with our own life to say, now you can go. And when you go to university, you're going to meet people who have different views about God, about life, about many things. But our faith that we have been handed over, taught by our parents, helps us to sustain and maintain the principles that we have. The faith we have is going to teach us that this is not the correct way of living. Because when you look at many ladies, when they go to university, they go there pure, but when they come out defiled because of other things they meet in university. They misplace their priorities. So now, church and faith-based programs help us, even though they need to be done in balance. They help us maintain our faith and our purity as we try to strive. So I just want to say, as women, we can achieve our goals. We can be mothers. We can be women who just want to be career women, wives, or we are struggling with our school fees. But God is able to sustain us as long as we nurture our relationship with Him, as long as we prioritize Him. And also understand that He has given us chance to do school. So while He has given us chance, let us also do it. You know, we need to be wise like serpents and not allow ourselves to become too spiritual and irrelevant to the cause of why we are in school.
Hey, my sister, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask that. Can you please pray for our girl children so that they may stay focused, and ask as parents to give them the support that they require?
Shall we pray? Thank you, Heavenly Father, for helping us understand that it is possible to be a girl, to be a woman, to be a wife who is called to go and study and still maintain a relationship with you. I pray that for those people who are in school, who are still starting, and us who will continue, may you sustain us, Lord, because life is becoming difficult. There are so many theories that are brought even in school, in our education systems, that conflict with your word. May we remain firm. And I also want to pray that you give parents the resources and the heart to empower and encourage our girl children to go to school and study, and trust them that they are capable of handling their own lives as they prepare for the future. And I also pray for the girls as they are in school, that you keep them, Lord, from the evil influences that may come around, that may want to distract them from fulfilling the purpose that you call them for. Bless us, and also bless the ministry of my sisters who every day try to bring out the messages so that we may be blessed and your people may hear you speak through them. For we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us. I enjoyed it. You have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.